The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Well, hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Don Crow Show. Every day's a good day, but Fridays are special, aren't they? We welcome you to this edition, and we have some good news to pass along as we're making a very incredible progress in our campaign and spend very limited time on that today. But before we get to any of that, have you ever been in a church setting or maybe even attended church as a kid where it was considered, you know, almost an unpardonable sin to question anything about the Christian faith, or perhaps why that particular church did or didn't do the things it did or didn't do? A true story in that regard, many years ago now, I still remember vividly, however, I was in a brief transition period as a pastor before my first full-time pastoral assignment, and I was asked if I'd be willing to teach the teenage boys' Sunday school class for a few months at a large church up in Massachusetts on my way to Maine. And the caveat that came with the teaching assignment was it's a tough class of teenage boys who seem to take a certain amount of pride in being able to oust the various, or rather at least outlast the various teachers they'd had. And I still remember when I walked into the room, I heard one of them say out of the side of his mouth, "Here we go, here's another one. They've sent us another one." So I really realized immediately we were going to have an interesting time. And what I did was early on, I caught the fact that they were, not, of course, I'd been handed the teaching manual, or the quarterly, as they used to call them, probably still do. And I had that in my hand, and I realized these guys were not interested in this. So I quickly said, "All right, what would you guys like to, while I'm with you the next few months, what would you like to talk about? What would you like to study about, learn about?" One guy said, "Sex." and then he saw the quarterly in my hand. He said, "You know, really," they were being very polite at that point. He said, "We don't want to talk about that. We know all those stories." He said, "Some of us have been learning about David and Goliath and all those stories since we were little boys, little kids, and we really would like to do something else." So we used the next 6 months to do just that, talk about things that they were interested in. And I'll never forget, one of them said, I have a question for you. He said, "Why is it in this church, whenever you ask a question, you get a reaction that's very negative?" He said, "I ask, for example, this church," he said, "they don't believe in going to movies." And he said, "I ask them, why don't we believe in going to movies?" And he said, "One of the deacons said to me, well, if you were a real Christian, you wouldn't even ask that question." You get my point, right? Well, I say that to say this. Some wag once said, the church is too often busy answering questions nobody is even asking. And I would add, and also too busy avoiding the questions it should be answering. Which brings us to our guest coming up in just a couple of minutes this hour. It's a column he filed at stream.org. And in it, he wrote, "It's a horror tale I've heard way too often." Quote, they told me at church, we don't ask questions around here. We believe it because the Bible says so. And my guest adds, it's a dark story because it almost always ends with, and that's why I don't believe now. Tom Gilson is senior editor of The Stream, author of several books. He's going to join me in just a couple of minutes to talk about his column, Christians, Stop Saying We Don't Ask Questions Here. It's unbiblical. And I also asked him to talk briefly about another column he filed titled This Good News for Christianity in America Might Surprise You. And that's a review folks on the family Glenn Stanton's new book, The Myth of the Dying Church, How Christianity is Actually Thriving in America and the World. And so I want to get his take on it. As a matter of fact, some of you may remember we did an interview with Glenn on the book a couple of months ago when it first was released. And we're going to re-air that interview itself next hour, The Myth of the Dying Church, How Christianity is Actually Thriving in America and the World. And I say that because are you not a bit weary of all the negative news that we have to live with day in and day out? And it just seems constant and relentless. And even about the church itself, there are so many who are ready to criticize the church and talk about its failure and mission and so forth. And we need to self-examine. We need to be honest with ourselves in these areas. But I think we deserve and need the truth of the matter. And the truth of the matter, as Stanton writes so powerfully in that new book, is it's a myth that the church is dying. The church is not dying. Now, the church is under metamorphosis. It's under change. It's under shift, as it always has been. It's not the church of when I grew up as a kid. It's not the church of probably when you grew up as a kid. It's not even the church, if you will, of, let's say, the millennials, who are, I'm afraid, much maligned. There's some positive things happening among millennials in their faith and in the Christian journey and in the church. But all of that to say, we want to dig into that a little further next hour. In the meantime, I alluded to it, I hinted at it. We have some incredibly good news with our Food for the Poor campaign. Now, as you know, we have quite a sizable campaign goal. It's to provide a little over $42,000 to help bring relief and hope to the victims in the Bahamas of Hurricane Dorian. And as of right now, you ready? As of right now, we're just $1,489 away from goal. $42,400 goal. We are just $1,489 away from that goal. So we're going to spend very little time talking about that, except the next half hour, bottom of the hour, I'll say some thank yous that are much deserved and simply remind you one more time that we can get this done even today, tell you how quickly we can do that. But those are some things that are coming up for the afternoon. I hope you'll stay with us for the ride.
The Supreme Court confirmation process has been on the point of breakdown for 30 years, and it finally collapsed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Molly Hemingway.
And I'm Carrie Severino. Our new book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, reveals the inside story of these bitterly divisive hearings and what they mean for the court and the country.
Justice on Trial is the explosive new bestseller on the Kavanaugh confirmation. Get your copy today from Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4, 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850.
Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair.
And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off.
Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives and restore sight and health for many more. Sign up right now online as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surrounddc.com. SurroundDC.com, connecting you with new customers.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Have you ever been in a church setting, as I said a moment ago, where it was almost considered an unpardonable sin to question anything about the Christian faith? Or maybe question why the church did or didn't do certain things it did or didn't do? Well, as my guest this hour said in a recent column he filed at Stream.org, it's a horror tale I've heard way too often. This is a quote. They told me at church, we don't ask questions around here. We believe it because the Bible says so. And my guest adds, it's a dark story because it almost always ends with, and that's why I don't believe now. Tom Gilson, senior editor of The Stream, author of the new 2016 Parent-Friendly Guide to Keeping Kids in the Faith, titled Critical Conversations, A Christian Parent's Guide to Discussing Homosexuality with Teens. He's also chief editor of True Reason, Christian Responses to the Challenges of Atheism, and he's the author and host of the Thinking Christian blog. In addition to stream.org, you can find his work at spiritualreadiness.org and tomgilson.org. Tom, always great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
What is it that prompted you to write this much-needed column about don't ask questions here, we just believe it?
Well, somebody brought up a story recently that I had remembered of a friend who had been told that as a child and didn't believe for the longest time. And she actually married a youth minister and did not even let on to the church.
Wow.
that she wasn't a believer. Later on, she did come to faith in Christ because she ran across some good works in apologetics, and she got baptized. Some of us are wondering why, but later on I heard the reason is because she had gotten answers finally, and she had come to faith.
That's incredible. Now, you allude to something called Sticky Faith. What's that about?
Yeah, that's a book by, Kara Powell and Chap Clark, if I remember correctly. They did some research based out of Fuller that asked the question, what can we do to assure that kids will stay in the faith when they leave home? And one of the chief findings that they came up with was that the ability to have open conversations, to raise questions at home particularly, but in church too, was one of the causal factors that seemed to be associated with kids staying in the faith when they left their parents' home.
Now talk about, if you would, something that you dug into right at the outset of the article, and that is the New Testament itself is really a model of questions and answers being asked all over the place. In fact, you say it sets the example of respecting both the question, perhaps, and the one asking the question. Jesus treated people with great respect, even, I guess, the only time he got a little impatient, perhaps, is with the hypocritical Pharisees who already knew the answer to what they were asking.
Right. Yeah, he was not very patient with the smug religionists, as I call them. But for people that have genuine questions, who want to know genuine answers, he was what he did that he could uniquely do was probe for the character and the motivation behind the question. I don't feel as confident thinking that I've got that skill. So I'm more inclined to take the question at face value, at least at first, and say, let's work on that.
I found it interesting. In fact, I'm doing an ongoing exegetical study in Hebrews Sunday evenings at our church, and you cite the book of Hebrews. Elaborate on some of the points you were making in that regard, because you say the writer had hard words for Christians who were dull of hearing, intellectually lazy perhaps, who should have been. You're right. He said, you should have been teachers by now. And we've got you on the bottle still drinking milk. Elaborate on that point.
Yeah, well, and by the way, they did not drink milk out of bottles then.
Good point. Well said.
The image is even more harsh than we are inclined to think, is that he, in the end of chapter 5, was really quite pointed about saying that we needed to be doing the work of learning the faith. And I think that is a pointed remark that we need to take seriously as well in our day.
Now, talk about why the church seems so reluctant to allow any elbow room or latitude for real, honest, doubting questions, whether it's from a teenager or a child or a full-grown adult. Is it because we are frightened and intimidated that we don't have the answer or may not answer it properly? Or what is it that causes the church often to take that stance?
There are some churches, some pastors who have adopted an actual theological position. It's called fideism, F-I-D-E-I-S-M. And it says basically that we believe because we believe. I don't think that's true. I don't think the New Testament says that. The New Testament says we believe because Jesus gave us reasons. He gave many convincing proofs of his resurrection. In Acts 1:3, it says, I think that maybe there are some people who are genuinely threatened by questions, though. And there are some people who are just confused, and they think that it's right to say that because the Bible says that that's enough. But the Bible doesn't do that. The Bible actually gives a model of, here's the answer, but I'm going to explain it to you if you have more questions. I'm happy to explain it further.
Well, I like what you did with Hebrews. You pointed out, you said, you know, some pretty heavy questions were asked right at the outset of that book. At least the subject matter provoked such questions. As you say, how do we know that Jesus is greater than the angels? How do you know that he's greater than Moses? How do you know that he's greater than Abraham? How do you know that he's greater than the Jewish priests? All those questions really were built into this dialogue that the writer was trying to create with the readers, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was. And honestly, I think the book of Hebrews is an apologetics work. We don't see it that way because we wouldn't use the book of Leviticus as our source of reasons to believe anymore. But it was a source of reasons to believe for that particular audience who were Hebrew, who'd been brought up as, in the Hebrew traditions and faith. So he answered in terms of what they considered to be reasonable evidence. He gave answers to questions that explained why do we believe in Jesus. And I call that apologetics. It's a great example of apologetics in the Bible, a whole book of it.
I remember a teenager years ago when I first started doing talk radio, and I had a program in which anything was fair game, much as a talk show should be. That was the context. Religion, morals, and ethics. Well, it was a general market station, large station. And one of my teenagers from my church said, "Pastor, how do you dare go on the air and tell folks, just call in with your questions. What if somebody calls and asks a question that you can't answer?" And, of course, I said, well, that will happen and has happened. I would simply be honest and say, I don't know, but I'll check it out and get back with you. I think we need to realize that nobody has all the answers, but we don't need to be intimidated, even if we're trying to share our faith with someone and they come up with a question that we just, it stumps us. We ought to simply handle it in a way that says, look, can we get back to this? I will research it. I'll get back to you and recognize the legitimacy of the question as opposed to going on the defensive, as I said at the outset, so often churches or religious people say, well, you shouldn't ask that question if you really want to, you know, if you really want to have faith.
Right, because God is not scared by questions.
I like that.
The church doesn't need to be either.
Well, there's another column that you've written I wanted to get to while I have you for a moment.
Sure.
And this is the one, The Myth of the Dying Church. It's based on Glenn Stanton's book. And as I told our listeners at the outset of this hour, we're going to re-air an interview I did with Glenn a couple of months ago on that very book. But it's such an important topic, the good news, because we hear so much of what we hear is critical of the church. The church is failing in its mission. It's not doing its job, yada, yada. And yet you say the facts are, as you've researched it with Glenn and in your own writing, quite the opposite. So take us into this column. The good news for Christianity in America may surprise you. What are you telling us there?
Well, the surveys that tend to get publicized are the ones that say that the nuns are on the huge increase, the people who claim no religious affiliation. And what that really signifies is not a drop-off in genuine Christianity, but a drop-off in nominal Christianity, convenience Christianity, that the number of people who are actually seriously involved in Bible reading, prayer, regular attendance is probably on somewhat of an upswing. And Christianity is not dying in America. It's refining, perhaps, but it is certainly not dying.
And your point number two in this column is that there is no big heading for the doors on the part of the young people. They're not mass exiting from Christianity at all. Is that so?
Well, I was surprised by that. And I had been taught, and I had seen the survey saying 60-80% and so on, and I had used that in all kinds of motivational and even fundraising kinds of appeals. And apparently it's so, because Glenn did the research and he looked into it, and I don't have his book in front of me right now, but I recall the impression I got was that he had done his work, he had done it the right way, and I was going to believe it because of the way he presented what he presented, was that apparently what we see in terms of, quote, mass exodus of youth is not really the case. Youth tend to leave the church for a while and they come back. That's been true of every cohort. I wasn't sure if that was true of this one, but apparently there's reason to think it will be too.
One more quick thing toward the latter part of your column. You quote Stanton as pointing out that there's some good news here. Parents living a reasonably consistent Christian life really does a lot to help their kids probably follow in their steps of faith. Am I right?
That's true. It's no guarantee.
Right.
And I've talked with people who said, yeah, this is a virtual guarantee, and, you know, it isn't. I mean, kids have free will. They make their own choices. They can make their own mistakes. But on the whole, if parents live out their Christian life at home so the kids can see it, and if they live it out in the way that Christ would have us do it reasonably well, kids do tend to follow in their footsteps.
Good to talk with you, Tom, about these things. We'll do it again. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Tom Gilson, senior editor at The Stream, stream.org. That's one of the websites where you can find his work and that of his colleagues. A couple of other websites for him. Spiritualreadiness.org. Spiritualreadiness.org and his own name, TomGilson.org, a writer of some good materials as well, in form of not just columns but books. Check it out.
What does writer-director Jill Coulton say is funny about her Yeti, Everest, in the new animated film, Abominable?
Just this Yeti who's out of his element. He's never seen an air conditioner. He's, you know, never been in the city before. He's never seen a koi fish, you know. So being able to see this innocent character explore the world for the first time already is inherently funny.
Abominable, rated PG. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. The June day broke like almost any other day in Mosul. Then armored ISIS vehicles began rumbling down the streets. For Abu and his family, their home was no longer safe, so they fled to the city of Erbil. Along the way, Abu and his family were stopped at checkpoints. Each time, the demand was convert to Islam or be killed. But miraculously, after hours of pleading, the terrorists let them pass. The conditions in Erbil were miserable. Nauseating smells rose from raw sewage. People slept under makeshift tents. Still, Abu and his family thanked God. Join me in praying for Abu's protection and millions of other refugees in Iraq.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com. Own the now.
Ready to do something remarkable with your life? Attend Lancaster Bible College Capital Seminary and Graduate School's open house on October 12th and learn why our biblically-based relational style of learning is so appealing. During the LBC Capital open house, meet our professors, see our state-of-the-art classrooms, and learn what distinguishes our accelerated undergraduate, graduate, and seminary programs. On October 12th, do something remarkable. Details on the open house at lbc.edu/dc.
Good afternoon. This report is sponsored by Circle K. Capitol Beltway is already pretty slow for you drivers in Bethesda. Will be stop and go between Old Georgetown Road on the inner loop over through to New Hampshire Avenue. From there, another 45 minutes of heavy congestion delays from College Park between the I-95 interchange down through to Pennsylvania Avenue. Outer loop also a slow go for you between the Eisenhower Avenue connector and the Wilson Bridge. After that, around 50 minutes of off and on delays from Camp Springs between Branch Avenue and up through to the Greenbelt.
Today could be the last day you pay full price for gas. Get Easy Pay at Circle K and save 30 cents a gallon on your first 100 gallons. Sign up in-store and visit CircleK.com/EasyPay for more details.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Warm for a night in September. A low at just 68 degrees. And turning hot and humid tomorrow. Partly sunny, high 93, breaking the record of 91. Partly cloudy, quite warm and sticky tomorrow night. Low at just 73. Still very warm and humid on Sunday. Intervals of clouds inside, high 83. 87. Not as warm Monday, partial sun, high 80. The AccuWeather forecast is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. This is one of those times when we really get excited because we can see the finish line right straight in front of us in our campaign with Food for the Poor, case in point. As I told you at the outset of this hour, our goal was nearly $42,400, just a few dollars short of that. And you have done an incredible thing over the last few weeks. You have brought us to within $1,400 and now $59. I said $89. We're now at $1,459 away from our goal. So I do want to thank you for that. I really, I'm just, I've been doing this all these years. We've been doing it together as a station with you, the show, everybody involved, and I never cease to be amazed at how you respond so generously to these various efforts to help others. God bless you for that. And John in Ellicott City, my friend, thank you for a very generous $180 gift. Greg in Hempstead, Maryland, an $80 gift. Sherry in Sterling, a $20 gift. I believe it's Janardham in Ashburn, a $30 gift. And Kadeen in Waldorf, God bless you, my friend. I really mean this when I say I admire you calling in and making a $5 gift. God bless you for that. Dwayne in Silver Spring, $100. Diana in Huntingtown, $100. Jacqueline in Beltsville, $10 a month for 12 months, $120 gift. So that's really how it's been, folks. The wide range of $10, $5, $50, $100, $500, $1,000. And having said all of that, we are so close to goal, and this is going to be the last time on the in this show, this next 25 minutes, we can wrap this thing up because we're not going to be able to present it beyond that. You'll hear it on the weekend, but right now, we're offering you this chance to put it up over the top right now during the show. If maybe one person would call with a $1,000 gift, and I've said we've had 12, 13, 14 of those throughout the campaign, if somebody wants to say, hey, I want to kind of push this thing up over the top, here's my $1,000, and maybe somebody else call and say, hey, I'll give $500 and we'll put it clear up over the top because you said the goal is $1,459. Those are just some thoughts I'm having. But, hey, if five of you would give a one-time $320 gift, that will put us over goal. If seven of you would do a $240 gift, that will put us up over goal. If nine of you would give $160, that will get us where we need to be. Or as few as 19 of you, think about that, just 19 of you calling right now and saying, hey, I can certainly do what Greg and Hempstead did. I can give an $80 gift. That will put us where we need to be. We keep breaking it up to let you know there's no gift certainly too small, none too large, as I often say. And we can really put this thing together and put it up over the top right now if you'll make the call of any amount whatsoever. $5, $50, $100, $30, $20. You get the point. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. I would love between now and 5 o'clock to say, hey, we've done it. It's done. It's over. It's over the top. And you say, well, what do we do then? Well, of course, that simply means that many more people are going to get help if you go over goal, which you usually do. But that's our target. That $42,400 goal is really what we want to hit at least. 855-860-4673, #250 on your cell phone. Hit send and say give. That will connect you, or online at WAVA.com. Go to our website. You'll see a bright red Bahamas Hurricane Relief banner. Click on that.
It came over the roof. I would imagine 21 feet at least. We were doing all right until the water kept coming up and all the appliances were going around the house like a washing machine. That's probably I got hit with something in there. My poor little wife got hypothermia and she was standing on top of the kitchen cabinets until they disintegrated. And then I kept with her and then she just drowned on me.
How did you get out?
I got out. I had a big boat anchored in there. I'm a crab fisherman, and I have a 40-footer on a mooring, which stayed there. So I didn't even think it was there. So I had got out of the house after my wife drowned, and because you couldn't be in there anymore. And I had no tools to chop a hole in the roof, in the ceiling. So I saw my boat was still there, and I swam. I took a chance and swam out to it.
It was me and my other two sisters who were in the vehicle, and we got stuck in the storm for 3.5 hours. And I thought I was not going to see him anymore.
You know, sometimes when we make a request for donations, we might say pray on it, we might say think about it, but there is no time.
My island of Abaco is finished. Everything is gone. No banks, no stores, no nothing, nothing at all. Everything is gone, just bodies.
The urgency in a catastrophe of this magnitude doesn't allow us to ask for time. It allows us only to beg you to give your most generous donation right now.
People saying, I've lost everything. And the only thing, you know, you could say, you know, everything is going to be all right. You know, I'm keep praying.
We are asking for whatever you can afford now in helping people to survive, in helping people to have hope.
I know you've heard those clips, some of you who listen regularly, you've heard those voices. I've heard them even more than you, as I obviously would. But you know what? Every time I hear them, I try to remind myself, look, even though it's been 2 or 3 weeks since these people were actually in the full survival mode at the very moment they were talking with someone, their circumstances largely have not changed. They've lost their homes. Some of them, as you've heard, have lost a child or lost a wife or lost a husband, lost family members. And so for them, the pain is just as real as the first time they uttered those words to someone on one of these clips that we're playing. So I hope that you'll remember that the crisis has not gone away simply because it's no longer in the news. It's still very real. And as others have said, this is going to take years to recover from. And we can help right now do something very positive in this moment. So here's the number to call with your gift of any amount, $5, $50, $100, $1,000, $500. We've given you those increments on the web. You can give $80 for one person, $160 for two, $240 for three, or $320 provides the needs of a family of four. But anything you can do, my goodness, that's the only thing we would presume to ask when you call this number, 855-860-4673. 855-860-HOPE. That's 855-860-4673. On your cell phone, hit #250, hit send and say give, and that will connect you to an operator. Or go on your web, on the computer, I should say, on your computer, on the web, go to WAVA.com, click on that bright red Bahamas Hurricane Relief banner, make a gift of any amount there.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Another day of moderate losses for U.S. stocks, a reaction to lackluster economic data, and more worries about the trade dispute with China. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 70 points, the NASDAQ Composite fell 91, and the S&P 500 eased 15. Renewed concerns about a slowdown in global energy demand weighed on U.S. oil prices today. Also weighing on prices, a report indicating that the number of active U.S. oil and gas rigs fell for a sixth straight week, hitting a nearly 2.5-year low. November crude fell 50 cents to settle at $55.91 a barrel. The contract declined 3.8% over the course of the week. Apple is moving into the movie business as the tech giant looks into bringing feature-length films to theaters before releasing them on its own Apple TV Plus streaming service. One of Apple's first theatrical releases will be Academy Award winner Sofia Coppola's On the Rocks, starring Rashida Jones and Bill Murray. Again, a down day for Wall Street. The Dow Industrial's down about 70 points. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, this is Dr. Derek Greer, and I want to personally invite you to join me here at Grace Church. We're a place with vibrant worship, solid biblical teaching for everyday life, and a strong sense of community. Grace is a great place to connect, so log on to gracechurchva.org. That's gracechurchva.org, and I'll see you real soon.
A Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer.
Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you? Hit so hard in the gut that you could barely breathe? This has happened to me in sports, but also in the game of life. I've learned if I just take a minute to collect myself instead of focusing on the pain, I'll regain my strength. And then it's not long before I'm back on the field. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So a financial situation, relationship, a family crisis, it may hit you hard. It may even go down for a moment. But remember, giving up is not an option. God has made you stronger than you think. So stand up, catch your breath, and get back in the game. This is Dr. Derek Greer. I'd love to see you at Grace Church this Sunday. And as always, live big.
It came over the roof. I would imagine 21 feet at least.
First thing we found was my brother. He was clinging onto a tree. We were unable to locate his wife at the moment. We hope that she's okay.
The devastation is such that they haven't even been able to get to people who are awaiting rescue. There is still much work to do.
All of my family lives in Marsh Harbor, and everybody lost everything. None of them have a home to live in or anything like that. It's terrible.
It was a harrowing experience. It's difficult even to try to put it into words, but it was just unparalleled.
The house had broken up around us. When we cracked the door open, and there was nothing left.
You know, I hear a lot of people talk about rebuilding, and Bahamians always say, oh, we've gone through many hurricanes, and we always rebuild. But how do you rebuild when there is nothing left? It's really heartbreaking here. But right now, it's survival. That's what the need is right now.
Nobody knows how many people died here. How anyone survived this amount of damage is a near miracle in itself.
At this moment, I am talking to you. I don't see my mom. I don't see my son. I don't know.
I've seen a lot of damage and a lot of devastation, but I've never seen anything in any of those to the extent that there was here in Marsh Harbor.
And do you think a lot more people have died than the official
figure? Plenty Haitian, especially.
I only have these clothes. Where should I go? I don't have nowhere to go. I ain't got nobody else. My mommy dead, my brother, my cousin.
It is very, very, very hard. You could imagine we even can't, like, go to no gas station. We don't have no store for us to get some food. It's me. I lose everything. But I thank God for life.
But I thank God for life. It's an amazing thing to hear those dear folk who've literally lost everything. And as one woman said, they talk about rebuilding. Bahamians are resilient. But she said, how do you rebuild when there's nothing left to rebuild, nothing to rebuild with, and no supplies? And, of course, that just talks about the material loss. But I know you're sensitized to this. I know you've been praying for those folks. And you've also been putting action to your prayers with your gifts so far. And right now, we are just $1,459 away from our goal as a campaign with Food for the Poor to provide at least $42,353 to go into the hands of Food for the Poor so they can, in turn, minister to the needs of these folks in the Bahamas. So I thank you for what you've done. As I said, this is the only moment in this show today that we're going to be focusing on this up until 5 o'clock, and then we're going to be doing some other things in the next hour. But I'm asking you right now, if you haven't done anything yet, would you consider a gift? And I mean it sincerely. I really was thrilled to see somebody called in with a $5 gift. That tells me they have limited resources, but they want to be a part of it. And God will honor that kind of concern and compassion. Others have given various amounts, and we never try to tell you how much you should give. We're simply saying, here are some increments that would help. Another $1,000 gift, of course, would make a huge dent. A couple of $500 gifts, in fact, three $500 gifts right now would totally put us over the top. Or five $320 gifts. My point is simply, and I'm laboring it to help you understand that we're so close to goal, and we certainly don't want to, and I know you don't want to have to say to Food for the Poor, I'm sorry, we did the best we could, but it wasn't quite enough. Let's put it over the top, as you often do through the now nearly 22 years we've been doing this together here on this show. Time and time and time again, you have put it up over the top. You've even pushed beyond what the challenge was, what the need was that we presented to you. And I have a suspicion that's probably what's going to happen this time around as well. But right now, as we move toward the end of this particular hour, would you go to the phone and make the call? 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Pound 250 on your cell phone. If you'll do that, hit pound 250 and then hit send, and then you'll be prompted and say the word give. That will automatically connect you to an operator. And, of course, as always, we're ready for you online at WAVA.com. Any one of those things will work as you make your gift, and I hope you'll do it now. Coming right back to wrap up this hour.
So I heard about this thing called FOMO. FOMO, explained to me by someone much cooler than me, stands for fear of missing out. And apparently this social media thing gives us FOMO anxiety at times, when we see what others have going on and we fear not being included. So, when I heard about this FOMO phenomenon, it hit me. Our Faith and Family Mortgage team has been giving people FOMO for years, and we didn't even know it. For years I've heard, goodness gracious, I wish I knew what a direct lender was when I got my mortgage. I feel like I missed something big. And in reality, we do believe our direct lender advantage is a big deal for WAVA listeners. We get to use our own money and make our own decisions within our own walls. An advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So for those of you who are thinking of buying new, don't risk FOMO. See if our direct lender advantage can help you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow. What a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surrounddc.com. SurroundDC.com, connecting you with new customers.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
WAVA is proud to announce a brand new program with Pastor Tom Leek, Senior Pastor of Hope Bible Church in Columbia, Maryland. It's called Discover Hope, and you can hear it right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. Tune in every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. to Discover Hope and be challenged and uplifted by the truth of God's Word. So tune in to Discover Hope, 12:30 p.m. Saturdays on 105.1 FM WAVA. Let's discover hope together.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Hi, this is Nick Brino, local sales manager at WAVA. If you love WAVA, have experience in outside sales, and understand digital marketing, we may have a career opportunity for you. Call 703-807-2266 or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Use the keyword job. You know WAVA's mission. Here's your chance to join our team. Call our main number, 703-807-2266, or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Keyword job. Equal opportunity employer.
I jumped off the truck because I saw people running towards me, and this mother was screaming as she was running away from the water, and her daughter, I guess she was about 5 or 6, just screaming as well, and she just jumped in my arms. And then I quickly told them, I said, the shelter's just down the street. And then we just carried on going through the neighborhood and just picking people up with this front loader and putting them in the bed, and we got probably 40 people out of the neighborhood.
Survivors face a humanitarian crisis. Marvin Hanlon Dames is the Bahamian National Security Minister.
We're now in that stage where we're beginning now to get on the ground, get our people in the right places, and begin to focus on the needs and the concerns of those persons in distress.
People are saying, I've lost everything. And the only thing, you know, you could say, you know, everything is going to be all right. You know, I mean, keep praying.
Keep praying and keep giving as you have been. My goodness, I want to thank Asaneki in Hyattsville for a $640 gift. That takes care of two families, as you know, my friend. Thank you for that. Thomas in West River, Maryland, a $160 gift for two more people to be provided for. So what you've done is you've more than cut our remaining goal in half, $1,459 thereabouts. And $770 with those two gifts just coming in. I don't know if my math's not even correct at that. Well, somewhere in there, we have about $650, $700 at the most that we need to put it over the top. Those gifts just came in. So, my goodness, thank you very much to both of you for that quick response. Others of you, you want to be the one to put it over the top? As we say, put the icing on the cake or the cherry on top of the sundae or whatever metaphor makes you happy. You can do it right now by making that call and the toll-free number, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Again, 855-860-4673. Keyword, well, £250 and the keyword hope. No, crow. Pay attention to yourself here. £250, hit send. I get all excited, Julie, when we see ourselves this close. £250, hit send, say give. Give. That's the key word. on your cell phone or online at WAVA.com. And fortunately, we're at the end of this hour before I make more of a mess of it. But make that call, 855-860-4673.
Every morning, noon, and night, sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.